rails and poles they had, and they'd beat them off. Well, they'd beat wheat off that way.
Well, what's the froe? Yeah, I've heard of a froe that they use the. Isn't that the same? Is that the same kind of a thing they used to use in making palins?
No.
It's a different.
No, that kind of froe was, had a handle and an iron blade run out and lay it down. But another thing and hit.
I see. But this was also called a froe.
Yeah.
Now, what did that look like? The kind of froe they used in thrashing.
With the long stick,
uh-huh.
And they just beat it out.
And just had to, that must have been hard work, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all work was hard then.
Yeah.
Work's all picked out of everything.
Well, that's why I guess people are more tired now because they don't get enough exercise, huh?
Well, you know that. People was a lot healthier then than they are now.
Oh, no doubt.
They walked everywhere they went. They had no way of going, only walk, and they just hid out, and they never thought anything about it. Well, I've walked to Mountain City. Here, it's 8 miles. And walked up there and back. Well, I was as tired as one go from here to the road and saying this and now and back.
How long would it take you to walk to Mountain City?
Well, it'd take about 3 hours.
That was a nice long walk, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And when you came back, you weren't tired after.
Well, not so far. Yeah.
That's 16 miles. That's a good day's walk.
Go ahead and do up my work and never paid no mind. There wasn't no cars, nor there wasn't no. But few people had horse and buggy or carriage or anything like that. And they generally was full. Somebody is taking them somewhere or something.
Well, I just want to ask you one other thing this morning, and that's about kinds of bread you used to cook. What kind of bread did you used to make?
Wheat bread and cornbread.
All right.
And pancakes, buckwheat cake, and rye bread. We had.
How did you make wheat bread?
Well, we made it with sodium and salt. And buttermilk and lard.
Did it rot? And then.
Oh my! It's melting your mouth. Baking an old-fashioned bakery. You just think you had something good.
Did it rise? Was that?
Oh yes, it raised. Be great. You make out little biscuits, just little bitty biscuits, and put them in there, and it raises up as big as your fist.
Now, what did you call the kind of wheat bread? Did you just call it wheat bread, or did you call it?
Well, we had biscuits, and then if you're old, made in a pone, you would call it a pone bread. My oldest boy, he wanted the biscuit, and one morning I was in an awful hurry. I just rolled out the bread and a little cake, you know, and put in the pan, slipped in the stove, and he comes to him and he says, oh, Mommy says, I don't like old wheat bread, I want a biscuit. I just took the biscuit cutter and I just cut down, I cut him out a biscuit and give it to him.
Cut it out of the
pone.
Out of the pone,
I told him it was all wheat bread.
Did you ever call that white bread? Or?
No, we bake light bread. We never see the local light bread. You never hear tell of that in stores. And we baked that. We made it with yeast.
But the kind of bread you're talking about now, that wheat bread, that bread that you were talking about was, that was just like biscuit bread.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's made out of the same dough as a biscuit, except made with wheat flour.
Yeah.
And what did you? What kind of cornbread did you used to make?
Well, it was white corn. And we just made it like the milk and salt and sodium.
And what'd you call those when you put a couple of those things in the baker?
Pones.
Or just kind of thick. Now, a pone.
Yeah.